Well, the search for Betty is over. While Doc was away, Sonny, Buddy, and Charcoal started the show. And as the calliope played, the boys heard a familiar voice calling their name. And in just a few moments, Betty was in their arms. But let's hear the story from Beth.
Betty, we heard you were in the hospital. How did you get here?
I was in the hospital. But when I heard the old calliope playing, I just broke away and ran here as fast as I could. The nurse tried to stop me, but nothing could hold me when I heard that old familiar tune.
Dad's going to the hospital now to look for you. We better send for him.
Oh, Charcoal.
Yes, I'm out here with my little flamey.
Oh, Betty, you haven't seen our wild animals, have you?
Why, no. What wild animals?
We'll show them to you later. Here's Charcoal.
Well, shut my mouth. Yes, it is. No, it ain't. Well, I'm a grasshopper's grandma if it ain't Miss Betty. How'd you all get here, Charles?
Well, I'll credit Charcoal. You're really responsible for my return. If I hadn't heard you playing the calliope, I might never have found you.
Yes, well, I'm sure glad I played it then, and I sure is glad you're back. Miss Betty, they've been putting me through the places since you've been gone. I've been the housekeeper, the cook, the piano player, the calliope player, selling the medicine, and now, to finish it up, Mrs. Doc done gone and went and bought a wildcat and a lion and a boa restrictor snake for me to play nursemaid to.
My goodness, Charcoal. I don't see how you could do it all. But now that I'm back, I'll try to take some of the load off your shoulders.
Oh, say, Charcoal, yes. Will you go to the hospital and find Dad? Tell him that Betty's here, and for him to get here just as quick as he can.
Yes, sir, and I won't be more than 5 minutes.
All right. Tell me, boy. How did Dad know I was in the hospital in this town?
Well, a boy in Vicora told us about a little girl fainting on the street. And he said that the doctor picked her up and took her to the hospital in Lumpkin. So we came here just as fast as we could because we figured you were the girl he was talking about.
Daddy, what was wrong? What made you faint?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I was just tired, maybe a little feverish. I must have been unconscious because I don't remember a thing until I woke in the hospital in this little town. I asked them where I was and how I got there. They told me about the doctor picking me up on the street and bringing me here from Pecora. They kept me in bed for a while. They gave me some good soup and milk and eggs, and now I feel much stronger.
Well, well, Miss Betty, ain't you going to say howdy to me?
Well, Sheriff, that's a knees and velvet bottom. What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm part of the opera now. I joined up with Doc just after he left Mexico and been with him ever since. Oh, they couldn't get along without me. I'm kind of financial advisor to Doc and all of his dealings. Besides, I know that we had to find you before 30 days was passed.
Before 30 days had passed? Why did you have to find me before then?
Why, ain't you boys told Miss Betty the good news yet?
Oh, boy, we forgot the big surprise, Betty.
What big surprise, Buddy?
Oh, we better wait until Dad gets here.
Oh, don't keep me waiting. Tell me now, what's happened?
Oh, boy, just wait until you hear it.
Yep, I think Doc is the one what ought to tell her. Don't you boys think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Of course, if the lawyer was here, he'd really be the one to speak to break the news.
Lawyer? Oh, Sheriff, are we in trouble again?
Trouble? I should say not. You'd hardly call it trouble, would you, Sonny?
Well, I wouldn't if somebody left me this.
Sheriff! You're going to tell everything if you aren't careful.
Well, I wasn't going to tell her how much it was. I was just going to...
Sheriff!
Oh, here comes Dad. Dad! Oh, Dad!
Betty, my child.
Daddy.
My, it's good to have you back again.
Oh, Daddy. It seems ages since I last saw you.
You don't look so strong, honey. How do you feel?
Oh, I'm all right, Dad. I was a pretty sick girl when I wrote you from Pecora. I had an attack of malaria fever, but I'm all right now.
Yes, the nurse at the hospital told me about you breaking away from her and coming here. She seems to think you ought to rest a little longer.
Now that you're here, Dad, you can tell Betty the good news.
Yep, I'm sure glad you're here, Doc. It was all I could do to keep Sonny and Buddy from telling Miss Betty about her being a heiress to $50,000. But I told them, seeing as how you was her father, it was your place
to... Well, you've done it. You told her. It's all over now.
Heiress to $50,000? Oh, me? Oh, you're joking. Why, there isn't that much money in the world.
It's true, Betty. The day after you ran away, the lawyer came to see Dad, and we've been searching for you ever since.
But I don't understand. $50,000? Why, who would leave any money to me?
Your grandfather and grandmother. At least that's what the lawyer told us. Oh, yeah, he ought to know. He had all the papers to prove it.
My grandmother and grandfather? Well, I don't even remember them.
And if we hadn't found you before 30 days had passed, you would have lost all the money and they would have given it to charity.
Yep, that's right, Miss Betty. And I knowed they'd have a hard time of finding you without my help. And I knowed if you did get that $50,000, that you wouldn't forget me.
Well, if it's true, I won't forget anyone. And, Dad, if I do get this money, I'll buy you the finest house car in the land. And a regular truck with a stage and footlights and a piano and... this old thing has about seen its last days, hasn't it? Oh, gee, it seems good to be back here again. Come on, boys. Sing me a song, will you? You can't imagine how I missed your singing.
All right, Biddy. Can you play this, Pettin' in the Park?
Pettin' in the Park? I think so. Let's try it.
All right,
here we go. Sing it.
Pettin' in the Park.
Bad boy.
Pettin' in the dark. Bad girl. First you pet a little, let up a little, and then you get a little kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Petting on the sly.
Oh, my.
You act a little shy. Oh, why? Struggle just a little, and hug a little, and cuddle up and whisper this. Come on.
No.
I've been waiting long. Why don't we get started? Come on. Maybe this is wrong, but gee, what of it? We just love it. Heading in the park.
Bad boy.
Heading in the dark. Bad girl. What you doing, honey? I feel so funny. I'm petting in the park with you, with you. I'm petting in the park with you.
That's good.
Say, look, the people think the show is going on. Look at them running over this way.
Well, that's not a bad idea. We can have a little rehearsal and Dad can sell them some medicine.
That's right, folks. The show is on and you're all welcome. We're mighty happy tonight. And the way for you to be happy is to buy a bottle of my tonic and toner.
Say, is that tonic and toner as good as you say it is? Will it really make your hair grow?
Is it good? Will it make your hair grow? Well, I tell you, stranger, I see it will. I just took a smell of the cork out of the bottle the other day, and in 10 minutes I had a mustache.
Well, what are you talking about? We've got just as fine a furniture as you've got in your house.
Yeah, you just think you've got as good furniture as we got. Well, isn't this, Ambo? We got furniture in our house that goes back to Louis the 15th.
Boy, that ain't nothing. We got furniture that goes back to Sears and Roebuck to 13.
Hey, Sambo, did you see that old colored man sitting in the wagon across the street?
You mean the wagon with that old mule hitched to it?
Yeah.
Well, what about it?
Well, that old man was trying to get to town to sell them watermelons before they got too ripe. And he just kept talking to the mule and trying to get him to move faster. But it didn't do a bit of good. The old mule, he just poked along. So fine, that old man, he got good and mad at the mule. He says, you is the slowest mule in the world. In fact, when you die and goes to heaven, you'll be standing at the golden gate. And when St. Peter says, come forth, you'll come fifth.
And now listen, folks. As Rasta tells you, his heart is an open book. All right.
My heart is an open book. There's nothing concealed in it. Just one thing revealed in it. I love you, honest I do. My heart is an open book. You're on every page of it. You spell every word. You tell every phrase. There's nothing I'd hide from you. There's nothing on my lips, just a prayer to bless you with. There's nothing up my sleeve, just an arm to caress you with. my heart is an open book, a story of love so true. My darling, the happy ending all depends on you.
Some little boys are scooting around the lion's cage, and they got that cage door unlocked again.
Hurry, Charco, hurry. Close the door to the lion's cage.
Great Scott!
He's out, Charco. The lion is out. He's jumped out of the cage.
Hey, look out! Stay back, Betty. Stay back. Come inside the house, Mark. Quick, the lion's
loose. Sonny, you and Sonny get inside, too. Stay in here.
Look out. Run for your lives, everybody. The lion's loose.
Well, there's a job for a real animal trainer. Can't you just imagine how many thrills there'll be in our next episode when our adventurers try to capture that lion?
Happy listening. Please visit otrcat.com.